In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
A most remarkable and informative speech was given in Palm Beach, Florida last November. The speaker was David Horowitz, a former Marxist agitator who probably better than anyone else is able to analyze and refute the strategy and tactics of the left. Horowitz has made it his mission to challenge the incredible left-wing and Marxist professors who control colleges and universities and impose their radical views on impressionable college students. In this rather sensational speech, David Horowitz described some of the far-out professors who teach that America is the great Satan, that terrorists are really freedom fighters, or that Red China's butcher Mao Zedong, who killed 70 million people, was really a great leader. Horowitz told how college professors regularly teach the class war, which is the main thesis of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The theory of the class war is that most people are oppressed because of race, class, or gender. Horowitz described how he and Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin are physically attacked or threatened when they lecture on college campuses. There's not much hope for a change in the bias of U.S. universities in the near future because the left-wing professors enjoy tenure. That means they cannot be fired. And they control all the hiring committees, so they hire new professors with the same left-wing bias. Horowitz's solution is to demand intellectual diversity in colleges and universities with fairness for conservatives and Christians by promoting an academic bill of rights to be adopted either by university trustees or by student bodies or by state legislatures. The purpose is not to dictate any course of study or ideology, but to demand real academic freedom. It's a very important development that Horowitz has started a national movement. Now almost every university in the country is discussing his academic Bill of Rights.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. 1 or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now, a man who says you should never drink beyond the pint of no return. Derry Brownfield!
Man, we have returned. No, we haven't returned. We're just getting started. Anyway, welcome to this this program today. I was thinking about all of the things we have to discuss here. I have enough stuff. We could do a 10-hour show, but thankfully it's going to last for about 60 minutes. I have with me today Jerome Corsi. We've had Jerome on the air with us many, many times. He has written the book, The Late Great USA, which we can put in your mailbox for $28. And Jerome, let me bring you up to date on what I've been talking about, because I think it fits right into the last couple of articles that you've written for WorldNet Daily. But I've been talking about, number one, the crash of 29, which didn't take place on October the 29th. It took it until 1932 to bottom out.
That's right.
And then we've been discussing about the full-page ad that's in Wall Street. And I went through that a day at a time. Yesterday we talked about the Douglas National Bank in Kansas City and how we have not had many bank failures recently. But back in 1980, from 82 to 91, banks were failing at the rate of two or three a day. We had about 2,600 banks failed in that 10-year period. And we're talking about then mostly little country banks, or let me say locally owned banks, not necessarily country banks, but the kind of the bank that you do business with, sits on the street corner next to the courthouse square someplace in a small town. Most of these banks were rural banks. But today it's a totally different thing, is it not? It's the biggies this time.
It's the biggies this time. You know, we've got Citibank so badly in pain, they've got to look for $20 billion in capital with their hand out to Dubai and the United Arab Emirates and to Singapore and wherever else they can find the money. And, Derry, we've so badly mismanaged our economy, sending the whole theme of the late great USA, sending jobs to China. And, you know, I've written about also in Black Gold Strangle Gold, allowing ourselves to be dependent on foreign oil. But we could have our own oil right here abundantly. The Middle East and China now, that's where the wealth is transferring. They have the dollars. And pretty soon they're going to have the gold. And this story I've been writing about with gold in the central banks being gone, I think is an incredible story. But it's, you know, I got onto it, Derry, because this gold antitrust action committee is going to publish an article this Thursday, full-page ad, in the Wall Street Journal. It's going to cost them nearly $250,000 to publish this ad in the national edition. And I talked to the Wall Street Journal, talked to Ivanka Wallner, who's a sales representative for the journal, in New York City. She confirmed to me that the Gold Antitrust Action Committee ad has been approved by the Wall Street Journal's lawyers, and it's going to be run this Thursday. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal, even for $250,000, is not going to run an ad in the paper that they think is, you know, a fringe theory that has no backing or justification.
Right. Actually, it's two. I looked it up the other day. It was $260,000 they're spending.
$264,000 they're sending to the Wall Street Journal, GATA, the Gold and it's GATA.org. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee is sending $264,000 to the Wall Street Journal to publish this one-page ad. And, you know, it's the first time that GATA has broken into the mainstream media, even paying for it, with this message.
They can't get... it's just like Ron Paul. They can't get their message out without paying for it.
Well, that's right. And it's an incredible story because what GATA is claiming, and I think it's totally true, is that the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury, just like all the central banks in Europe and the European Union, which I guess we're following these days, we're becoming the North American Union to emulate the European Union, the central banks have been manipulating their gold reserves, using their gold to sell it, essentially, to depress the price of gold and to prop up their fiat currencies. And what I've documented is that the charges that the Gold Antitrust Action Committee is making are right. There's this huge market. There are gold bullion banks, maybe 100 of them, and I go and link to the London bullion marketplace, which is in London. It's a marketplace for selling gold. And what these gold bullion banks do, and they're some of the biggest banks, Citibank, J.P. Morgan, I mean, they're named big banks, have a bullion bank division. And the bullion banks lease gold from the central banks and then sell it to commercial users. So, for instance, let's say I'm XYZ Central Bank, including maybe the Federal Reserve, and I come to J.P. Morgan Bullion Bank and I say, I'm going to lease you gold, and you go sell it to a buyer out there who wants that gold to make wristwatches.
I was going to say, once they sell it, the gold's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. All I'm holding now as the Federal Reserve is a lease paper. Now, under the International Monetary Fund rules, I don't have to take that gold out of my reserve statement for auditing purposes. I can still list it as if I had it, Terry.
Wouldn't that be great if I could do that with cattle?
I wish I could do it with everything. I'll sell it all. Still own it. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it right now. I mean, you know, but that's what the Federal Reserve is doing there. They say, okay, we'll lease this gold under the idea that it's going to come back. And we'll lease it. It goes out the door. The bullion bank sells it to somebody who's making wristwatches, whatever they're doing. And it depresses the price of gold because, you know, the demand for gold worldwide has been surging. And instead of commercial users of gold having to buy it on gold on the open market, they're buying it essentially through these lease arrangements with the central banks, which are artificially flooding the supply. And in the process, shipping the gold out of Fort Knox, out of West Point, and out of the central banks of Europe. Now, these leases that they hold may or may not ever get repaid with the gold, because what's happening is the gold, as it's going up in price, now, you know, these leases might just get extended. Once the gold's gone, getting it back is, you know, I hope to get it back.
And it's easier to let the cat out of the bag than it is to sack him back. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Let's take that, and we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we're back. Jerome, we got an interesting call from an individual, and she asked the question, and I wondered the same thing at the time that it happened. Remember when they had the, and I don't remember the name of the bank, but it was one of the big banks in New York City. They had a bomb threat, and they closed it down just recently. Are you familiar with
that?
No,
I don't know that.
Okay, well, she was asking, was there perhaps gold in that bank, and the bomb threat was just a reason to get everybody out of the building so they could remove it?
Okay. It could easily, I think it could easily have been. I just don't know the incident, Derry. That's one I don't know.
I can't remember it. I didn't keep it, but it was on the Internet. I saw it.
Well, at any rate, I think that the issue here that we're talking about is once the gold is leased out, once it's leased, as you have the central banks around the world doing, and it's gone, it's actually sold through these bullion banks into the world marketplace. It's a lot harder. It's like we were saying, it's a lot harder once the cattle are let out of the barn or the ranch there. It's harder to get them back in off the range than it was to let them go. So the people who are leasing this gold may make arrangements, like they may buy future contracts to try to lock in buying the amount of gold they need to return to these central banks at a time in the future. But it's not clear how much of the gold is actually coming back or what happens if it doesn't come back, because there's no reporting. This is not a transparent marketplace. The bullion banks like J.P. Morgan or Citibank or whichever one operates on this London bullion exchange, when they make a contract with a central bank to sell the leased gold out of the central bank, they don't have to report that contract to anybody anywhere. They don't disclose the details of it. And when the central bank leases out the gold and it walks out the door, the central bank, like, the Federal Reserve, does not have to list the gold as gone. Our Federal Reserve and Treasury statements now, the Mint statements, when they account for the gold, have a line item that says U.S. gold reserves, including gold held in swaps or custodial gold. So we're already accounting for the fact, and that line item doesn't tell you how much of it is listed in the reserves, but only in a paper listing because the gold is leased? How much of it is swapped with another central bank? How much of it is just custodial? Someone else actually, it's encumbered to another owner, but we're just holding it in our vaults. I mean, the truth is that since Alan Greenspan, the central banks around the world have, in a very systematic and organized way, been selling gold through these leases out of the central banks. They've been depressing the price of gold, which if it weren't for these arrangements, gold may be trading today, Derry, at $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce.
Do you think it will?
Yes, I do. I think we're very close to 1,000 already.
You know, yesterday it topped at 9, it's closed at 920, almost 927.
Right.
But
I think it's headed now to be 1,000 very quickly. And I think one of the indications we're getting that this Gold Antitrust Action Committee is pointing out is the day of freely manipulating gold where nobody knows about it by the central banks may be coming to an end.
Okay, and our time has come to an end. Let's take another break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
And we're visiting today with Jerome Carsey, the author of The Late Great USA. Jerome, over the commercial break, we got a copy of this bomb threat thing. Because it does kind of make sense what this lady was talking about.
Okay.
The World Bank said Thursday, now this was on Thursday, January the 17th.
All right.
That its security was investigating a bomb threat made by telephone and asked its staff at its Washington headquarters to stay home on Friday. As a precautionary measure, the bank group management has decided to close all World Bank Group's leased and owned buildings in Washington on Friday. They hire about 8,000 employees, and they're located in 7 buildings. Now, if somebody did want to get some goodies out of the vault, that would be the time to do it, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. But, you know, there are these whole transactions, these leasing transactions out of the central bank, have become normal business. I mean, the documentation is back to the, you know, with Greenspan saying, going back into the, you know, to the 90s, that we were, in fact, I think even into the 80s, that we were involved in these kind of gold swaps. I quoted in the article today that, you know, we're basically been involved in these gold swaps to support the price, the value of the dollar, and to depress the value of gold. And it's not a reported activity. Our Treasury and Federal Reserve won't talk about it, and they won't answer questions directly. Neither will the gold bullion banks. I called up two or three of the bullion banks yesterday, and they confirmed that they're making contracts to lease gold and ship it out of the central banks in Europe. They just won't say, however, they said we can't give any more detail on that. We won't release the description of any of the transactions that we're doing on these leases. In September 1999, the European Central Banks met in Washington, and they signed a Washington Accord that was trying to limit the amount of gold sales they were going to sell per year. They're selling gold out of the, and people know it. I've got emails from people that were in Europe and, you know, even 10 years ago bought from gold dealers coins, 100-year-old coins that were being sold out of the reserves of the central banks in Europe.
Now, what are those banks doing with 100-year-old coins? I thought everything that the banks had would be in bullion bars or something.
Not necessarily. They hold all kinds of gold. They hold gold in coins. They hold gold in bars. They hold it in a variety of different ways. And, you know, especially the banks in Europe do. But, you know, our bank, the Federal Reserve has said things like, for instance, we've got this exchange stabilization fund in the Federal Reserve. Now, it every day is going into the market and buying futures contracts and other kinds of options contracts to try to manipulate the exchanges. You know, you watch through the course of a day when the stock market is, you know, going down. In the middle of the day, it recovers a little bit.
Right.
Well, that may be the exchange stabilization fund going in and trying to stabilize that market.
I was going to say, is that what we're calling the plunge protection team?
Well, the plunge protection team, which is the, you know, again, a group that has not been, it was created after the 1987 crash. It's the Federal Reserve Chairman and Paulson from Treasury and a couple of the other top financial officials of the federal government meeting quietly with the president, planning how to prevent stock markets from collapsing and other markets.
Okay, now, for whatever it's worth, on Thursday, October the 24th, 1929, the bankers pooled $1 billion to support the market on that day. They had a plunge protection team back there.
Well, and Barry, the banks, you know, the stock market crashed in 1929, and as you point out, it recovered. It wasn't until really 1932 that we had the Depression really come in, and the stock market was hitting its low point at that point. It took years. And we're in the same phenomenon right now, that this recession or depression that we're going into today is one in which the fiat currencies, you know, we don't have currencies backed by gold anymore. The euro is not backed by gold, and neither is the dollar.
Does any country in the world have real true money?
Well, yes. I mean, this is what the Islamic countries are doing. They've created the Islamic gold dinar.
Have you seen one?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I have seen them. They're available in the marketplace, and they are listed on the internet. We wrote a good chapter about it in the Black Gold Stranglehold. Craig Smith and I, when we wrote that book, you know, Craig Smith of Swiss America.
Yeah, I've asked Craig to get me,
a
conversation piece, a gold dinar.
Well, it's available. You can get them.
And you get them off the internet.
Sure, you can get them, or you go get them from a gold dealer. I'm sure Craig can get a hold of one for you.
Well, he acted like he couldn't, but
well,
now that's been a while back.
It's been a while. I'm sure he can. The gold dinar is created, and it's available. In fact, a lot of the gold that's going out of these central banks is being bought in the Middle East. I mean, the Middle East countries are gold accumulators right now, and this is something, again...
Right, and we're buying the gold for them with their oil money.
Well, that's right. We're sending them the money with which to buy our gold.
Yeah.
You know, with oil at $90 a barrel, these, you know, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, they've created these huge sovereign wealth funds, which are now in the trillions of dollars. And it's our money, and they're looking to come back and buy into the U.S. banks and other assets, and they're buying gold.
And let's take another break. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And we'll be right back.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we want to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
As a longtime listener, you know that the Derry Brownfield Show has been a partner with Affinity 4, formerly known as Lifeline, for more than a decade. And we appreciate you supporting the Derry Brownfield Show by choosing Affinity 4 for the services that you use. Once just a telecommunication service, now Affinity 4 has greatly expanded its line of offered products to include internet and wireless services, travel and retail discounts, health and pharmacy saving programs, auto, home, and term life insurance, DirecTV, and more are being added all the time. And of course, there's the reliable long-distance telephone service as low as 2.9 cents a minute. Save money on the services that you use and support the Derry Brownfield Show. Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines and Jack McLam, vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors, save the tadpoles, the greenies cry, while they're spraying something in the sky. No hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand. You in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Kemosabe is a friendly word. Now it's hate speech? That's absurd. Global this, global that, it's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Derry, where'd you get that hat?
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, he's so old, they canceled his blood type. Derry! Brownfield.
And we have returned. Jerome, I've been more or less in the past several weeks studying everything I can find on the Great Depression. Not necessarily on depression itself. I remember it. I was a little kid, but I remember that. But as to what caused it and how the banks operated and what took place. And, you know, it looks to me like we're seeing a very similar set of situations right now that we had back during the 1920s, the late 20s and the early 30s. And Condi Rice, and one of the things I talked about on the air here the other day is how many different politicians, Businessweek carried a story. The businesses have come home again, sound in wind and limb, financially stronger than ever before. They said that November the 2nd of 29, right before October the 29th. President Herbert Hoover said, never can a panic come to the American people, in June of 30. And let's realize that we said earlier that the crash didn't really hit bottom until 32. In June of 30, Hoover replied, the depression is over. Well, now here's Condi Rice giving a speech in which she says the American economy is solid, vital, and growing. It moves forward with healthy growth. Sounds just exactly what these people were saying in 1929.
Well, and the problem, I agree with you, and I hear you, Derry. I think you're right. I mean, the problem today is, okay, so now George Bush says he's going to have this tax rebate, one-time stimulation. You know, we're going to get a check. First of all, he's going to send us a check, but he's not going to send us back the jobs that were sent to China.
Right. What good is, and they're talking about $700 or $800 per person, maybe a family could get twice that, but what good is that going to really do as far as stopping what's taking place?
Well,
now, yeah,
will.
Everybody can say, I could use $800, they'll pay some bills, they'll maybe buy something they don't need, that's how they got this way in the first place, but it isn't going to make any difference.
Well, and if they buy something with that money, it's most likely going to be made in China. The real beneficiary of the money being spent is China. And, Derry, it's all borrowed money that George Bush is sending out. We've got to borrow that money from China through Treasury securities that ultimately they'll buy in order to send the money out in the tax rebate checks. So, you know, we've so rigged the economy with these unfair trade agreements and China's advantage. I'm going to write a story tomorrow, WorldNet Daily. In the 24 states that are involved in Super Tuesday, according to the Alliance for American Manufacturing, they've lost 1.5 million manufacturing jobs since George Bush has been president. Now, how can the Republicans hope to go to these states and face the people when under George Bush the jobs are being sent to China? That's what I write about in the late, great USA. It is not simply that George Bush wants to love Mexico. He's emulating the creation of a North American Union like the European Union. We're doing it in the way we're managing the currency, and we're also doing it in plugging into a world trade setting where both the European Union and the United States, with our partners in Mexico and Canada, are increasingly turning to China for our manufacturing. And if China subsidizes their currency and uses slaves or near slaves to produce the goods, this is just a rush by the multinational corporations to make more $1 billion at the expense of U.S. jobs and the U.S. middle class.
Did you see what Frosty Wooldridge wrote today, News with Hughes?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
He
this is just a paragraph out of it, but he points it out. And I got a call yesterday. Someone called me at home in the middle of the afternoon. And he said he had just come home from some sort of a meeting on finances where they were telling us how great everything was we needed to buy into the stock market right now is what it amounted to. And he said, I just can't see that at all. He said, and he was more or less arguing with the speaker after the program or whatever it was, saying that, he said, the problem is we don't produce anything in this country. Now, here's what Frosty says. We've outsourced, insourced, offshored over 3.1 million American jobs. We jacked up consumption while we jacked down manufacturing jobs. We borrow $2 billion every day from foreign investors to float our false economy while we spend $3 billion a week in Iraq and Afghanistan. We suffer a $9,240 balance on the average credit card while we witness a $2 trillion consumer debt. We spend $1 trillion annually, over 700 military bases worldwide with 572,000 military personnel around the world, while we watch our own borders being invaded by thousands nightly. We watch $100 a barrel oil prices with no U.S. energy policy of any kind. The U.S. federal debt stands at $8.8 trillion with no plan for dealing with it. Now then he goes on and talks about what needs to be done. But something needs to be done, does it not? I mean, he's hitting the nail right on the head. I can't disagree with anything he says.
Well, Derry, I think it's time for people to stay out of the stock market. I've been, go back to what I've been writing in WorldNet Daily over 2 years and what I wrote in the late, great USA, I've been saying the stock market was going to take a huge hit, which it has. In October, I think it was October 19th or thereabouts, the stock market was trading over 14,000.
Okay, I've got the figure right here. On October the 9th, it was at 14,165, and I talked with the person, and you know who he is.
Right.
But he said, Derry, and right at that time, he said, Derry, I'm pulling everything I got out of the stock market.
Get it all out, because, look, the stock market's been trading. Today, it's at 12,462 right now, and it's been trading very close to 12,000. I think it's going to go under 12,000. It's had two good days. Today looks like a good day, but it's only because the market's anticipating that the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee is going to give them more, you know, rate cuts. Now, rate cuts get absorbed, and they don't do any good. This is not a liquidity crisis. We're facing an asset crisis. The banks are holding now these collateralized mortgage and other loan obligations. That when interest rates did rise under Bernanke, the mortgages are being foreclosed, the loans are not being repaid, and these assets that the banks are holding are close to worthless, or 30 cents on the dollar.
Okay, you mentioned an asset crisis. People have been drawing down their home equity or their houses at a rate of $700 to $800 billion a year.
Right.
Those houses aren't worth $700 or $800 billion
today.
That's
where the asset crisis comes in. And as the prices of homes adjust downward, people cannot sell the homes and pay off their mortgages and the other loans they've taken against the house using that supposed equity for consumer goods or other purposes. You know, we borrowed against these homes, and the homes were bought at inflated prices. The market's adjusting downward. We've had the worst real estate market virtually since statistics were kept. New homes aren't selling. Construction has stopped. And the prices in major markets all across the country are going down. In a downward adjusting real estate market, people are caught. They're caught because their adjustable rate mortgages may go up in their monthly payments, but they can't sell the house to get enough money to repay the loans. They have to take a loss on selling the house. That's why these packaged up mortgages that banks are holding in their assets are also worthless paper, maybe 30 cents on the dollar.
See, we saw exactly the same thing happen in the 80s in agriculture.
Yes, it did. And this is an asset crisis. This is not a liquidity crisis. I mean, it's not a matter of giving somebody more loans. What they need is jobs and assets. Loans won't help it, and loans won't help the banks. When the banks have bad assets, they can't borrow from the Federal Reserve. Even if the Federal Reserve lets them borrow at zero, they can't then create assets out of that borrowed money.
You know, when Bush started out, he was talking about the stimulus package was $100 billion. The next day or two, it jumped to $150 billion. Did you notice that?
Oh, I did, and they could make it $350 billion. Make it any number you want. Just send people money, fine. But the money we're being sent is borrowed again. It's money that they're going to have to go to sell treasury debt to China to get that money. When it comes to us, what are we going to do with it? We're not getting jobs with that money. We don't get the jobs back. Get a one-time check, and if you go out and buy a consumer good with it, that good was most likely made in China. We do not have, with shipping 3 million jobs, manufacturing jobs, out of the United States under George W. Bush with these unfair trade agreements. This is the whole argument I made in the late, great USA. It's coming to be. I said and predicted in the book that the U.S. dollar would have to be tanked because the multinational corporations want to rig this game in their favor, and they want to have a North American Union currency so they can operate in North America, the Amero, on a comparable basis to where the multinational corporations can operate in Europe. And now they've even created this this Transatlantic Economic Council in April. Last year, George Bush did it, again, another signature, no law, no treaty. And that's aiming to create a transatlantic common market between the European Union and not only the United States, but North America by 2015. That'll be more impetus to create this North American Union. And George Bush seems resolved to have his Free Trade Act of the Americas, or Free Trade Area of the Americas, down to the tip of Argentina. Last night he was talking about, you know, passing the FTAA country by country.
Let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we're back. Jerome, did you watch the entire speech last night?
I actually did, Derry. I did everything I could to stay awake. And I watched the whole thing. Bush was just on the same old tired themes.
Okay, when they came in, did they have him coming in and everybody standing
all that?
See, I can't watch that. To me, that's people worship.
It's so phony anyway. You get the people who hate Bush all the time, and they still want his autograph.
Yeah.
They want to be photographed with him. I mean, that's just usual celebrity politics. I mean, it's... They all love to be photographed with the president, even if they can't stand the president. But what bothered me in the speech was, okay, I was saying that Bush now didn't get the Free Trade Act of the Americas, Free Trade Area of the Americas, down to the tip of Argentina. Hugo Chavez blocked that.
All right, did you see what Hugo Chavez came out with today?
Well, I was just going to say, first let me make this point.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's going to do it country by country. Now he says he wants to do, we just did this free trade agreement with Peru, and now he says he wants to do one with Colombia and Panama.
Okay, but Hugo Chavez is saying Venezuela, Nicaragua, Bolivia, Cuba, and the Dominica is going to form their own organization and even have a united military force.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Chavez has been as radically anti-American as he can be, and he's fanning those flames back in Nicaragua to extend over from Cuba. You know, going back to Danny Ortega and the leftists that tried to take over Nicaragua. I mean, but my point is that Bush is like a toothache. You know, he didn't take the idea that the American people rejected his Kennedy-McCain comprehensive immigration reform. he's last night again talking about, you know, how we have this complicated issue of illegal immigration. No, it's not complicated at all. It's illegal, and it ought to be put a stop to. It's complicated because Bush wants to, you know, we're 7 years into a war on terror, and we still don't have secure borders with Mexico and Canada.
Okay, now we've got a half a dozen or more politicians running for the seat in the White House. Are any of them going to be any different?
Not of the ones who are the main, you know, forerunner.
No, they're not.
Right now, Ron Paul is the only one who's talked about the North American Union and said the reason that we're not securing the border is because, you know, again, the corporations want the illegal immigrants to exploit the labor.
See, I'm afraid we're going to have just four more years of exactly the same thing, and I'm not sure we can handle four more years
of
it.
Right now, you've even got McCain, who's, you know, says he's got religion and he realizes the mistakes in the comprehensive immigration reform bills he pushed with Ted Kennedy, but yet he's got Juan Hernandez on his staff as his Hispanic outreach director. Juan Hernandez is the guy that Vincente Fox had on his cabinet. And he's been all over cable news as Juan Hernandez saying Mexico first. Even to the seventh generation in the United States, it should be Mexico first for illegal immigrants from Mexico. And Juan Hernandez is saying, you know, basically we've got 10% of Mexico's population living in the United States today. We've got 47 consular offices here to protect their civil rights as Mexican nationals. By 2010, it's going to be one out of every five, 20% of Mexico's population living here. This is the same thing, Jerry, they did with the European Union.
And let's take another break. This will be the final break of the hour. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
SwissAmerica.com reports Monday gold prices surged 1.8% above $925 an ounce on a weaker dollar ahead of another Fed rate cut this week and South African mining shutdown. Platinum prices topped $1,700 an ounce on supply fears. Gold closed in New York up $1,650 to $926.90. Silver rose 27 cents to $1,668. Anything can happen, including a rocket shot to $1,000 over the next few weeks, said James Turk. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Jerome, we are in the home stretch here. We have just a few minutes left. Did you see what George Soros is having to say from the World Economic Forum?
Oh, George Soros is saying he wants to see, in this current economic downturn, for the United States to lose power and for it to shift to China. And I think George Soros is going to get his wish come true, because right now China, with $1.4 or $5 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, as a result of our negative balances of payments, China's holding the most in foreign exchange reserves ever of any country in human history.
Why would he want that to happen?
Well, George Soros has always hated the United States. George Soros, that's been one of his major agendas.
Where does he live?
Well, I'm not sure if he lives in Europe these days, or it doesn't matter, you know. George Soros, just with his whole idea of, you know, free, this whole open markets that he believes in, and this open society.
Well, but look at our own multinational corporations. Every one of them started out right here in the United States, and they've turned against us.
The problem is that both from the left and the right, we've got the same globalist result. George Soros from the left, thinking, you know, we'll all be better off in a big socialist government-run state worldwide, world government, says that nation-states belong back to when kings had castles. And on the right, you've got David Rockefeller, the Council on Foreign Relations, saying the same thing. David Rockefeller says, you know, my corporations operate in 50 countries, your nation-state's like a speed bump, and your currency's a nuisance. They're beyond nation-states. You know, these intellectuals, left and right, are beyond nation states. They think we're all silly to believe in God, to believe in families, and to believe in nation states. They don't believe in, you know, our Constitution or our freedoms having any special determination in the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. They view that as an old document that's not relevant anymore.
All right, now you mean
inalienable rights, because they're beyond God too.
All right, but now, of all these, let's leave out Ron Paul. How do the rest of these politicos that are running for the presidency, how do they feel? Aren't they right in the same boat?
On the left, with Hillary Clinton and Obama, they'll have to race and beat each other fast to see who can pander more to the illegal immigrants. Even now, after Obama's gotten Ted Kennedy's endorsement, he wants suddenly to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And Hillary's out there courting the Hispanic vote as hard as she can in California. And Mitt Romney's no better. I mean, Mitt Romney's another globalist with his Bain capital. He's an internationalist from the beginning. I mean, I think, Derry, the unfortunate part for the Republicans is the Republican Party's abandoned its base. And, you know, maybe the Democratic Party has too. Hillary's too much of a centrist. That's what Ted Kennedy's, that's why he's supporting Obama. But the Republican Party running candidates like McCain, who is no conservative, or Romney, who has no background as a conservative, you know, the Republican base is abandoned by Karl Rove moving the Republican Party to the center. And George Bush is still talking about comprehensive immigration reform and more free trade agreements, saying, well, we'll make up on the jobs we're losing by the exports when our currency drops in value under these free trade agreements. Well, give me a break. We don't export anything anymore like we used to, not with the manufacturing jobs gone. And this whole globalism is going to end up in causing the dollar to collapse just like it's doing now. That's why I'm writing so hard about gold. I think once this gold manipulation comes to an end, gold's going to go to $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce.
I was going to ask you a very quick question here. We're just about out of time. But on Thursday, this Wall Street ad's going to come out. I said, if I was a gambler right now, I'd buy gold. Because I think when that thing hits the newspapers, I mean hits the street, people are going to more or less panic.
Well, I think so, too. And I think gold's a good buy right now. Gold, you know, Terry, we've been talking since gold was at 400 and something an ounce. And
200 and something, 300 and something, actually.
Right, and we're saying back then, buy gold. It's going to be one of the best things you can have.
And you know what? We're out of time. So may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.